Come on, let's lift up the name of Jesus Christ. There is none other in heaven or on earth. Welcome to another episode of Hope in Christ with Denise, here on Kingdom Influencers Broadcast, where we place our hope in the only hope there is, Christ our Lord.
Good morning, good evening, good afternoon. Thank you all for tuning in and joining us tonight at Hope in Christ with Denise. We're doing something a little different. This is the Hope in Christ with Denise podcast. I decided that we're going to have some panel discussions about having healthy conversations about what God desires for us in this world. And so tonight we have a topic that we're going to discuss. And we'll get started in just a moment. I have another author with me that will be discussing this topic with me. And so I'm so excited that we'll have the opportunity to talk about God's desire for humanity. So tonight we'll be having a discussion and a couple other wonderful authors with me tonight. And we'll be discussing God's desire for humanity. And again, this is something a little different. So we'll have the video and also the audio for the podcast for Hope in Christ with Denise. So again, thank you all for tuning in to Hope with Denise here on Kingdom Influencers Broadcast. And I'm your host, Pastor Denise, and I welcome you to our show tonight. I have, again, two wonderful ministers, authors, and they're going to join me in just a moment. And they're going to introduce themselves and we're going to have a chat. Because every the beginning of the month, we're going to have what's called healthy conversation. So they're going to join me in just a moment, and they're going to introduce themselves, and we're going to have a chat about God's desire for humanity. So I'm excited. So first we have Keandria Wilson, and so we're going to have Keandria introduce herself first, and then we have Evangelist Angie B. So we're going to have an exciting conversation tonight. And so we'll start with Keandria. Can you introduce yourself to the audience?
Yes, ma'am. Hello, everyone. Welcome. We're excited that you have taken out the time to be with us today. My name is Keandria Wilson, and I am the author of Life at a Glance, Single, Married, and Togetherness. And I'm also a co-author of Meant for My Good. I am the creator of She's Purpose Key, in it, umbrella, Reunite Your Passion, group coaching. And I also have the Empowerment Online Training. And under my coaching program, I coach Christian professional women who are stuck, helping them to identify limiting beliefs that have prevented them from being the best woman they are called to be. And I am excited to be a part of this panel tonight as we talk about God's desire and God's will. Amen. I hand it over.
So again, thank you, Keandria, for introducing yourself to the audience. And we also have Evangelist Angie B. We're going to have Angie B introduce herself first, and then we'll jump right into this amazing conversation that we must have in this time.
Good evening, good evening, good evening, ladies. Keandria, it's a pleasure to meet you. I pray that our paths will cross again in the future. And Sister Denise, Pastor Denise, thank you so much for having me back with you. You are a delight to talk to, and you're a topics are just so anointed and so right on time for today. So as a member of Hope in Christ Book Club, I've been able to learn so much. And through that knowledge, I've written several books. One deals on mental illness. The other deals on a healthy body through weight loss. The first collaborative book I've written was with my brand new husband. We've been married now for 7 years. It talks about how the Lord brought us together in spite of ourselves. And I've also been a collaborative Amazon number one bookseller with Melanie Bonita Enterprises. But what I'm most excited about is the audiobook series, the inspirational audiobook series that our team created when this pandemic started. It's called Confinement Chronicles. And each volume deals with a different topic that came up during the confinement: mental health, how our children felt, hope, faith, Christ, alopecia awareness, because, you know, when you need some hair options and you're in the middle of a pandemic, you need Christ. Cancer in a pandemic, just protest during the pandemic. So we're so excited to introduce this series to people to offer hope, to let them know that Christ is still alive, and to let them know that we may be in this world, but we're not of it. And again, I'm excited about the topic we're going to discuss tonight, Sister Denise. Thank you so much.
Again, thank you, ladies. And thank you for those that are joining us. If you have any questions or comments, you can type them in the chat box. So we're going to get started. And again, for those that are joining us, thank you for joining Hope in Christ with Denise here on Kingdom Influences broadcast. We will have this available also for replay on our YouTube channel, as well as the podcast will also be the audio version of it. So I'm excited about what God has given us to chat about. So our topic tonight is God's desire for humanity. So we see so much happening around us. And the last few months, I've heard so many questions, people questioning God and God's existence and all those different things. And so this popped in my head when I said, God, what do we talk about? Because he gave me for every month, the beginning of the month, to do a panel discussion about healthy conversations, spiritually healthy conversations. Because I think the world has just, it's just astray from God. And so we need to know what is his desire for humanity. So we're going to start with that. And so the first question that we're going to talk about is God's will according to scripture. So according to scripture, so just so that everybody understands that's joining us, according to the word, God's will is the word says that he desires that we prosper, be in health, even as our soul prospers. Right. So that's God's will or desire. So we notice we hear that scripture, and sometimes we read it a little fast or we listen to it a little fast when we're listening. When it says, even as our soul prospers, he's saying in addition to our soul prospering, he desires that we prosper physically and be in health. So is that the can be more important than that soul prospering in God. And so in order for our soul to prosper, we must have that connection, that relationship with God. So we want to talk about that tonight. And again, so that we know that when we say the desire of God, his desire is that we prosper. And as he says so many times in scripture, I knew you before you were formed in your mother's womb. And I called you as a prophet to the nation. So his desire is for us to prosper. But most of all, his desire is that we prosper in him. And so and I think we kind of get a little off track in 2020 or in the world today, that we have to understand. We can see we're in a pandemic and we cannot prosper spiritually, physically, or any other way without God. So I wanted to begin with that. And so I'll ask Keandria to add any comments she has about that.
Okay, yes. I actually, when we were, you know, talking about God's will, the difference between God's will and God's desire, and just kind of relating to the things in today, first of all, we need to understand that with God, God is in heaven, and he has the will to do whatever he wishes. And I know for me, as I was actually going over the questions and going through the studying, there were several things that that brought notice to me, and just back to our remembering of, and one of them was Psalms 115:3 and 135:6, and it says, "He does whatever he wishes in heaven and on earth." In heaven and on earth. And we're also talking about the will of God, the question, or not even the question, but it's what one's wishes are or has determined to be. Like his whatever he desires will be. Everything that he desires for our life. That's why it says, let his will be done. And even in prayer, when we're praying, it, Jesus told us in Matthew 6, verse 9 through 10. He says, Jesus teaches us, he said, when you pray, that we pray, Father, let your will be done. Let your will be done. And so, even with that being said, you know, when we talk about God's will, and we talked about, I don't want to go too far into it, but I know that that's God's will, is that his will be done, not our will, because when we get into the desires of the heart, then that can be of natural and of unnatural. You know, we can get into the flesh or the spirit. So I'm going to pause right there unless you want me to go forward, because I know when we get to talking about the desires and talking about the natural and the unnatural, and if we move by spirit or we move by flesh, we can go deeper. But we just have to remember that when it comes to the will of God, it's let his will be done. And that it's according to his wishes, and that he has control in heaven and on earth.
Amen. Thank you, Keandria.
Amen.
And so, Angie, be the same thing as in the opening comments about the will of God and what that really means.
You know, Pastor Denise, when you were talking about the scripture and even as your soul prospers, that really resonates with me, because we're good about going to Christ when we in prison and when we on our knees. Oh, Lord, save me. We good about going to Christ when somebody's sick or we got pain in our bodies. Oh, Jesus, save me. We good. But then when we prosper, when we recovered from the car accident, when our heart is healed from that death or that divorce or that loss, then we just back into, like my daughter says, bibbidi bobbidi boo. We just back to doing whatever our flesh, just like Sister Keandra, whatever our flesh says to do, whatever society says to do, whatever the what's happening on the earth is saying to do. And I have a regular TV show that I watch, and they've been around for a long time. They got a whole bunch of people to donate, you know, some money, and got on the air. And I don't watch their, you know, the political part of the show in the beginning, but I love to tune in at the end to hear the testimonies of the people, how God saved them from something. And it was it's always 90% of the time we were just going along on our own path. Something happened and we cried out to the Lord. And I want to be a representative that says we need to be crying out to the Lord even as our soul is prospering, even before we get down in the ditch, even when we don't know which way to go. If we can reach up and grab onto his garment and hold his hand through everything. And I'm a witness to that. I don't get out of bed until the Lord says, okay, time to get up. I'm like, Lord, do I get up? Do I have to go pee? Is it time to go to work? Is it who I got to pray for? What I got to do? Lord, which eyelashes you want me to put on tonight? Lord, what lipstick? What dress? What do you want me to do? And I see that as I do that while my soul prospers, then others around me can be blessed by it. There is a difference. I don't want my soul to prosper just for Angie B. I want my soul to prosper for Sister Keandra and her family, Pastor Denise, anybody who can see this broadcast, anybody who can hear this. If you want to be a blessing to somebody else, obey the Lord and let your soul and your atmosphere prosper. Period.
Amen. Thank you for sharing that. So we see that, as Angie B was sharing and Keandra was sharing, sometimes we find ourselves in a pandemic and a lot of questions are being raised about, well, why is God allowing this to happen? Mm-hmm. But again, as Keandra said earlier, the word, what does the word say? That his will be done. Because a lot of times, as Angie B was saying, when we're going along and everything is beautiful, we don't even look for God. We don't even, sometimes we won't pray, but when God allows, not that God is so vindictive that he will, you know, throw us into anything. That's not the God we serve. We know that the Bible says that God is love, first of all. So we need to know that he is love. It didn't say that he loves. It says he is love. So the very essence of who he is love. Mm-hmm. And so when we question, well, if God is who he is, why are we in a pandemic and all of these different things? It has something to do with his will being done, because oftentimes we won't search for him. He says, seek me and find me as you search for me with all your heart. Yes. When things are perfect and everything is going peaches and cream for us, we're not searching for him. Right. But when he allows certain things to happen in the earth, oh, Lord. Come on, tell us what's going on, Lord. His will has to be done, no matter what. His will has to be done in us, through us, and what we don't realize is us surrendering to his will. Oftentimes, we want what our will wants, and that's when Keandra was talking about that flesh. We want what we want, but God said, no, not your will, my will. So thank you, ladies, for sharing that. So the next question that we had is, hold on, I'm sorry, I'm trying to pull it up. So man's desire, and we're going to talk about that really quick, is man's desire and how it's different from God's will. So man's desire versus the difference of God's will. And Keandra, you kind of alluded to it, so we can go ahead and go into that part. Man's desire versus God's will.
Okay. Boy, when I say at this point right here, the desire, you know, you hear often when we really want something, like that's going to benefit us. And it's true to a certain extent, because I lived on it for so long. It was always about my desires, my desires, my desires. Not until I really matured that I understood that, yes, God will give you the desires of your heart. But what about his will for your life?
Right.
You know, so it's like, you know, you forget about let his will be done. It's all about what I want, how it's going to benefit me, you know, what I'm going to get out of it. It's all about, you know, having all basically the external things, you know. And if we don't have those external things, it's almost like, well, God not in the presence. No, it's bigger than that. Okay. So when we get to talking about our desires and God's desire versus man's desires, and one thing I want to say is, I want to say the desire is simply something that brings pleasure or satisfaction as we are drawn to it. Okay, and we're drawn to something. That's why we have a desire for it. Okay, so it covers a wide range of things. It's, you know, human wants, human emotions, human cravings, human natural desires. And when we get to talking about those natural versus those unnatural desires, we look at, you know, for an example, it can include, for the natural desires, you know, food. You can have a desire for food. You can have a desire for sexual longings. You can have a desire for God. The question is, what are you desiring? Is it unnatural or natural desiring? A desire can also be a craving such as greatness, of greed, of lust, of longing for, or yearning for. Like you just, it's something that you're yearning for. It's something that you want. Something that you are drawn to. You are drawn to it. Okay. So we have to look at the difference between the natural desire and the unnatural desire. you know, when it comes to that part. And then, so what I want to say, I want to kind of back up. I think there needs to be we're going into the next question, but if I can just hit on that one more time, on one is what's the importance of God's desire? And, you know, desire equals also to be something, to have, when we're talking about God's desire, we're talking about to have the light in, to be pleased with, to be satisfied with. We want to delight in God. We want to have delight in him. We want to be able to please him. We want to be able to satisfy him. Okay, and when we're talking about God, I know in Psalms 112:11, it tells you in Psalms 112:1, I'm going to take that back, verse 1, it says to delight ourselves. Okay, and then when we're talking about good and evil, to delight yourself in God is of good. Okay, and then you also got to be careful when it comes to that evil desire. Those unnatural desires, we got to be careful what we're craving for, because it can be of evil. Because when you go back to Genesis chapter 3 and verse 6, it talks about the good to the eye, the fleshly desire, the good to the eye. Okay, so it's really all about the vehicle, that part of the vehicle of the desire. What part of the vehicle? In that vehicle, are you leaning towards the good, or are you leaning towards the evil? So it's all about our perspective when it comes to the will of God and the desire of God. Are you operating in the flesh?
Absolutely right. Absolutely right.
Amen. 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 Thank you for sharing that. And Angie B, if you wanted to add the man's will versus the will of God.
I could not agree anymore. I mean... Sister Wilson, you nailed it. And so in order to piggyback on that, I have to kind of go back, because I'm drawn to youth and they're drawn to me. So I have to go back to what the young people are drawn to. When we're children, we want to please our parents. We want to get our parents' attention. We, you know, a baby will raise their arms up before they can even talk so that a parent knows to pick them up. Little girls are always trying to get the affection of our daddies. And we even have something, a missing daddy syndrome now for little girls that grow up without a father figure in the home. I only raised daughters, so I cannot speak from the perspective of young men. But I know several strong young men that are strong because their mothers were in their lives, but they admit to having something missing because they didn't have a father in their life. So from a youth perspective, growing up to an adult, if we crave to please our parents, why would we then not want to please the father once we become an adult? Why would we not want to? And again, I like to reference some of the programs I watch. I'm a big fan of Superbook, that animated cartoon for kids. My husband walks in the room like, oh, Lord, she and her cartoon. Let me just not even disturb her. And lately he's been sitting down with me. But a couple days ago they did the dude that got swallowed up by the fish. That God told him to go to Nineveh. He was like, I don't need to go to Nineveh. They wrong. Let them get whatever punishment they're going to get. Don't send me, God. Thank you, Jonah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So the cartoon reflected that when Jonah was in the belly of the fish, mm-hmm. he was like, God, I'm so sorry. All I want to do is please you. And it shouldn't have been my will. It should have been yours. And he didn't even do that bargaining thing. Lord, if you just get me out the belly of this fish, I'll go. He repented. And throughout his whole time in the fish, his thing was, whatever your will is for my life, I will do. I will go. Just show me how. You're not going to send me if you're not going to be with me. You're not going to tell me if you're not going to back it up. You're just not going. And if you can believe that, if you can get that in your heart and spirit, and just do what thus saith the Lord. Oh my God, the whale will spit you out on Nineveh. You'll go preach to Nineveh. Nineveh will be saved because of you. it just has to be that way. So along with what Sister Wilson is saying, as an adult, if we, you know, hang on to the word of God, what you've always said, Pastor Denise, is we've got to have hope. We've got to have love. And if we can just recognize and go back to being that small child, just trying to please their parents. I know that my mother, November 30th was 21 years that I lost my mother. And I know that during those 21 years, I still do things that she taught me and she told me to try to please her, you know, to make her proud of me, even though she's not with me. And then the Lord finally spoke to me and said, thank you, because those lessons give me glory. They recognize my goodness and mercy in your life. So keep on doing what you got to do. You're going to get on some folks' nerves, but don't worry. I'm still with you. And that's the hope. That's truly the hope that we have, that we've got to hang on to. It truly is.
Amen, amen, amen. So as you all were talking, I was thinking about, you know, sometimes we're talking about the desire of humanity versus God's desire or God's will for us. And I thought back to my experience, my personal experience of having experienced endometriosis and being diagnosed with endometriosis and all of that. And my desire was to have a child. No matter what, I just felt like that was going to be the answer to all my problems, all my concerns, all my worries. But God's will was to use that situation. Not that he didn't want me to have a child, because he said in Genesis, he commanded us to be fruitful and multiply. So not that he didn't desire that we have a child. But I believe God used that experience not to show me that what I thought was my greatest desire to become a parent, and the doctors were saying, no, you probably won't have a child after I miscarried, was to draw me to him. So the Bible says, and that's one of the scriptures we're going to talk about in 1 Timothy 2, verse 3 and 4, it says that this is the good and acceptable in the sight of God, our Savior, who desires all men to be saved, all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. So he used that experience or that situation for me to come to the knowledge of the truth of who he is, and who, the truth of his love and what I thought was going to be love for me. Like as Pam, we want, you know, my desire for being a mother was I felt like, man, this baby's going to love me. I'm going to love my child back. But God was saying the greatest love is me. And so he used that experience for me to his will to be done, for me to come to him, because his desire is that we be saved. So I don't know if you all wanted to add to that.
Yes, I mean, I can relate, you know, especially when it comes to, you know, your desires and in the first love, because we have to, sometimes we overlook our first love. And that's God and the sacrifices that he made. He sent his one and only son, Jesus Christ, to lay his life down. He laid his life down willingly for us to have life and to have life more abundantly. So, he won't withhold anything good from us. But a lot of times, you know, we forget that part, and we focus on our wants, or our desires, and instead of saying, okay, Lord, you know, let your will be done. You know, I surrender my all, you know, and if it's like she was saying before, if it's your will, all things will come together. It's gonna work out. And even in the working out, we have to trust and believe in the seed time and harvest. We gotta be patient and wait for what God is preparing for us to have. Because maybe at that moment and maybe at that time, it doesn't mean that it's not meant for you. It's just meant the Lord is preparing you for the greater. So we just have to be still and wait on his will and his timing, so when we receive that thing, that we'll be more appreciative of it, and we'll be more equipped for it. And I think for me in my personal life, that, you know, a lot of times when I was so in a rush to get something, I was so in a hurry to get something, and a lot of times because we can be so pushy and forceful to him, but sometimes he'd be like, hey, here you go. But then you, when you get it, you're not ready. You're not equipped for that very thing. So now that you, now when you mature, when you learn and you experience things and you grow and you develop, you look back and you be like, if I only knew what I know, if I only knew what I know now, if I would have just waited, but that still goes back to let his will be done. And he, you know, seek him first, and all those other things shall be added unto. And even in the midst of the waiting, you know, the trials of our faith, work it patience. And it builds you up to have of greater integrity, of greater courage. And so when he do give you the very thing that you want, that's lined up with his will for your life, because he said, I will give you the plan. He, you know, according to his plan, he's going to give it to you. He's not going to withhold anything good from you. And even the thing that you want, and if you don't receive it, you still have to know, well, maybe, you know, that maybe that thing was not for me. You know, maybe it was something to the eye of lust, you know, of wrong motive of wrong desires, because you was desiring something that wasn't according to his plan, you know, wasn't according to his walk of life for you. But when you grew and when you matured and when you start spending time with him, when you made him your first love, it became to be more visual to you. It became to be more open to you. You became to be more aware of the direction that God now wants me to go. So I once wanted to go left, but now that I have that relationship to him, because I have made him my first love, I now know that he needs me to go right, because he has more of a calling for me. He has more of a work for me, and this is where I need to be, not there. So yes, we have to go back to our first love. We have to, once we get to that first love, it's more clear to us in the thing that we once wanted. Maybe we didn't get it when we wanted it, because maybe that thing just wasn't for you. And then maybe it was for you. It's just not the timing for it yet.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. That is good. That is a good word. And I'm grateful for that word, because it takes us back to the hope factor. If God wants us to be saved, That means he wants us to be knowledgeable. He wants us to be saved. And the scripture, you know, the First Timothy that we're in, the scripture that we're in says, not only does he want us to be saved, but come to a knowledge of the truth. And, you know, truth can mean different things to different people based on who gave it to them. For example, I graduated from a Catholic parochial school in Detroit, Michigan, where we had nuns that taught us based on Catholicism. I have no problem with Catholicism. Catholicism brought a lot of people to Christ. So however road you got to get there to get to him, I'm okay with that road, as long as it don't keep you from him. But the nuns would teach us that they were married to Christ, that they had to sacrifice their bodies for Christ, and were not supposed to have relationships or children for Christ. And that led to a greater understanding in my mind, because I'm thinking, well, if Jesus was supposed to be the ultimate sacrifice, why do nuns have to sacrifice themselves? And just like you said, Pastor Denise, the Bible said, be fruitful. So how are we supposed to be fruitful if we serving the Lord and ain't got no husbands and ain't got no children? And so as an adult, I've been exposed to people that were in your same medical situation. I have relatives that longed for children. I have a grandmother that never had children, but counted us as her children and her grandchildren. And she always says, I long for that child, but I see that God gave me more children than I ever thought I would have, with nieces and nephews and grandchildren. And even other relatives that I have that do not have children from their body, but have taught more children and have helped lead more people to Christ than I think they ever could have done if they were bound, like some of us are bound with having to raise children and to be there for them. Yes, there is a blessing in having children, but the greater blessing comes from the knowledge of the truth of serving the Lord with gladness, not having any regrets. I know that when I first started to lose my hair from alopecia, that was nearly 30 years ago. My biggest regret was, what do I do now? I mean, there's a whole emotional travesty when, and I can only speak from a woman, but when a woman is losing her hair, especially when you're a black woman, you're losing your hair. That's a whole different investment that you got to make. You got to buy some weaves. You got to buy some wigs. You got to pay somebody to put that stuff in. And then when you realize that God placed you, God allowed you to be in that place for a reason, and in some cases for a season, that knowledge of the truth can really help encourage and inspire others. I have a pastor associate whose church, in her testimony, her church kicked her out of the church when she started to lose her hair, because she must have done something wrong, because hair is a woman's crowning glory. And now she's able to give glory to the Lord with her bald, shiny head and give knowledge of the truth of that freedom. God wants us to be saved. In my personal testimony, there were 3 attempts at suicide on my life. And the family joke is, what happened? You couldn't get it done right the first time? I mean, we could joke about it now. But when you're hospitalized and you're diagnosed with major depression, generalized anxiety disorder, PTSD, you're medicated, you're in counseling, and yes, you're praying and fasting, but you still can get triggered and still have symptoms. Yes, God saved me. And now I have come to the knowledge and the truth that he has saved me, so then I can share that with others, that they too can be saved. Yes, I'm my birthday is in May. I'm a Taurus and I'm stubborn. And there's a whole lot of times when it's like, well, wait a minute. And I had to learn to be saved from that, to listen to wisdom and knowledge and to be able to thrive from that. And now, because I've been saved, there are people in my life that are just as stubborn as they want to be. And I had to have a talk with my child today. What in the world? And in all her wisdom and truth, she said, God has given us a book of instructions, and we too stubborn to even use that book. So if God is still going to be there for us, even though we're not following his instructions and we're still living worldly, how you figure you supposed to be personally offended? You ain't write no book to people. I wrote some books, but not the Bible. So again, when we go back to 1 Timothy chapter 2, especially verse 4, he wants all people to be saved and to come to a knowledge of the truth. And that truth can be different for different people. People can serve the Lord with gladness. People can serve the Lord with their gifts and talents. They can serve with their body and their soul. But the importance is to be saved and to understand the knowledge of the truth. And I mean, that's just it in a nutshell. I hope, again, that we're able to reach people with this word, because it's an on-time word, especially in this pandemic. Going back to Confinement Chronicles, we ended the 10-volume series with stories from people who survived COVID. And each of them, in their own way, admitted that God saved them for such a time. And now they're trying to accept, is this my new normal? Is there something new I'm supposed to do? They're coming to a knowledge of the truth in their own way. And I'm grateful that they shared their stories and that we're able to share together, the three of us.
Thank you. Thank you, ladies, for sharing. As you were talking, God is always speaking to us in different ways and helping us to get different revelations. So when we just think about, his will, there's a lot of things we may have to walk through. There's a lot of experiences we may have to go through. However, ultimately, Like you mentioned, Jonah, we can think about Moses. We can think about Joseph. We can think about many people from scripture. Joseph being one of my favorites, where he walked through some stuff. He was hated by his own brothers. But ultimately, God's will was done for nations to be saved through Joseph. When he took the position, he was given in Egypt. And so if he hadn't experienced that, so whoever's listening to us, if we don't experience something, somebody else can come out on the other side. So I think about, I was just telling God the other day, thank you for my experience. Thank you for, you know, not that I still have the diagnosis of endometriosis, but I have a son who's 16 that doctors never said we wouldn't, you know, he would never be here. But it was to get me to the love of Christ. And so a lot of times we look at what's going on in our situation, and the first thing people may do is say, is blame God, be angry with God. But think about, what is his will for your life? As we've been sharing with you today, what is God's will? And remember that God is love. So when you think about his will, know that the Bible tells us that God is love. Amen. So so there's a couple other scriptures we want to talk about. And then we will be done. But again, thank you for joining us tonight. And we're excited that you all are. Thank you, Jasmine and Angeline. I think that's how you say it. Thank you for joining us. And again, so this topic is much needed because there's so many questions that people have. But know that the first thing we have to know is God is love. And if we get to the place where we're angry with God, then something else we might make our God. And we don't. He said, there shall be no other God before me. And so we don't. Sometimes we make even our people our gods and don't realize it because I can even sometimes you don't think about it. I think about my dad and how when we feel like that person is the only person that can love us and do for us. And God is saying, hold up, you forgot about I'm the one that can do it for you. So so even with people, we have to be careful that it's not our will, but his will. And so we're going to look at Matthew 6 and 33. And we're going to chat about that for a moment. And that is actually the scripture that God gave me when I accepted Christ. That was the scripture that dropped in my spirit. And I just remember just sobbing. I just sat on the bed and just sobbed. I just cried like a newborn baby. Because it was a revelation that I never really understood it, because we heard about religion growing up, but we didn't know about relationship. And so when he spoke in Matthew 6 and 33, that just did something in my spirit. And so Matthew 6 and 33 says, but seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. But seek first his kingdom. So he's saying, and before that, we know that Jesus was talking about all the other things that we worry about, what we're going to eat, what we're going to drink, all that stuff. He said, seek first. Seek me first. And then I already know what you need. You don't have to tell me. I know it. And so we want to talk about how does that scripture relate to the will of God. So Keandria, I don't know if you want to answer first.
That right there is my favorite as well. And this is really, I was like, oh, about to tear up. But listen, seek ye first the kingdom of God. That's what got me through when I became pregnant at the age of 15, freshman in high school. And that basically my book, my self-published book, Life at a Glance, Single Married and Togetherness, Volume 1 talks about just really life as a single parent. And that's why, you know, single married and togetherness. However, but the singleness, as I was a freshman in the ninth grade, and I knew what, you know, I didn't want to be the next percentage or the next, you know, added to the percentage rate of the dropout. So I was like, Lord, you know, I'm praying, you know, I'm experiencing life at a young age, 12, 13, 14, 15, you know, trying to be a part of something, you know what I'm saying? Those fleshly desires, want to be seen, want to be known, want to be a part of something. And so in wanting to be seen and wanting to be a part of something, you begin to, you do things that's not really you. But it's all about, I want to be a part of it. You know, I want to be seen. You know, I want eyes to be on me, or I want to feel of importance. Okay. So that fleshly desire, until, you know, when I woke up, you know, thank God for the people that have been placed in my life, and thank God for the people that have been placed in your life and being placed in your life even now, because in doing this pandemic, it's a journey. You can't do it alone. It's a journey. So we have to get connected to the right people, you know, those who's going to be an example. You know, we're talking about, you know, the scripture when it says lead the children in the way that they should go. That was for me when I was that babe. As I'm, you know, when I was that babe, my kids are 18, 24 now, but when I was a babe, and it was all about the Lord placing the right person in my life to lead me in the way that I should go. So find that. Don't be trying to find the people that's going to make you feel always, you know, good if it ain't related to the word of God. If it ain't related to his purpose, his will, his walk, what type of company are we around? You know, we need some, in today's time, we need encouragement. We need inspiration. Not a pity party. Because it is about his will. No matter what it looked like. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. Lean not into our own understanding, but in all our ways, acknowledge him. Give praise in the midst of it all. Give praise. And then when it comes to our faith, just a small mercy to the faith. But that scripture, Matthew 6:33, got me through high school, because I knew I was determined. Then it's now like, okay, I got to separate myself. It ain't about me being old. I'm all of that. It ain't about that. It's about my perspective. My focus has shifted. You got to shift. If you ain't in the right place right now, around the right people right now to get through this pandemic, to get through this stress, to get through this, whatever you're feeling, this stuck place, as if it ain't going to change, you change it. You start speaking life into yourself. Because things is changing whether you see it or not. You just got to seek ye first the kingdom of God. Return to your first love. What are you loving right now? What are you spending time with right now? Seek ye first the kingdom of God. Do not be concerned about tomorrow, because tomorrow will hold its own. He never sleeps nor slumbers. So while you sleeping, baby, he's working. He's working it out for your good.
Right.
For your good. So those are the things that I stood on to press. When I say I start speaking life into myself, when I start seeing the good and not the evil, mm-hmm. Look at the good. Absolutely. The good in it all. When I open my refrigerator, I'd be like, Lord, my refrigerator might be full. May not be full.
Right.
I thank God for this can of soup.
Yes.
I thank God for this salad and this soup. Or I thank God for this grilled cheese sandwich.
Yes.
Thank God for the little. We got to be thankful for the little before he can give us much. What can we be appreciative for? Mm-hmm. He's going to bless you. And then he's going to bless you. And even during this pandemic, I have to give my testimony. And I know I shifted from the how the Lord got me through with Matthew 6:33 through high school. He got me through high school and to college. I'm single. Man. I said, Lord, I will not be a dropout. So I was able to get through and working. I was single. I was working doubles. I was going to school. I was having to pay daycare fees. And then got through high school with my diploma. And what I would say again, life happened.
Yeah.
Life happened. And when mm-hmm. I say life happened again, going through college, because I knew what I wanted to do. I wanted to be a nurse. I wanted to work in the healthcare field. So I didn't have to have a click. Because I had shifted my mind, I had shifted in my spirit, I had shifted in everything, really, to know who was for me and who wasn't for me and who was going to support me and who wasn't going to support me. I didn't really care what you thought about me. My focus was seeking first the kingdom of God, and all those things shall be added unto you. He gave me the strength. He gave me everything that I needed. He placed the right people in my life, in my path, and he would do the same for you. He would place those right people in your life, in your path, and he is placing his panel in your life and in your path tonight for you to understand that you are not alone. But as I got to that place where I was graduating, I got a scholarship to go to college. And when I got to that place to go visit the college, life happened again. I found that I was pregnant again. But I said, Lord, I knew what I was doing. You know, sometimes even we point fingers at the next person. You know, because we're in our own will. But you have to still say, Lord, forgive me. You know, we have to surrender. It's a teaching experience. It's an experience, and it's teaching you, okay, for the future, for the greater, for the now. So, even with finding out I was pregnant, the Lord even still was working in the midst, because he connected somebody else to me and told me, don't you dare drop out. We're going to get through this. I'm like, okay, Lord. Okay, you know, and so I got through, just to kind of speak it up with my testimony, but I was able to get through college, 2 kids, and I was able to get my associate's degree. There wasn't nobody but God. God. So I give him all the glory and I give him all the praise. But Matthew 6:33, seek ye first the kingdom of God. You have to seek him. Lord, your will be done, not my will. Move me out the way. Connect me with the people that's going to mean well for me. You know, that's going to continue to give me the scriptures that I can see you.
Right.
Not them, but you.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Such a powerful testimony. Oh, my God. I am so grateful for everything that you shared. And even when we go back to look at the scripture, 6:33, seek first his kingdom. Okay, yeah, we say we're going to do that. But recognize his righteousness. And even, you know, Pastor Denise, you talk about being religious and not having a relationship. Sometimes, you know, you go to somebody that you're in a relationship with and you ask them, what is the right thing to do? And when you go to God first, and you ask him, what would you have me to do? That I believe that's his righteousness. I believe that. And even when we talked earlier about having children, being suicidal, not being able to function, sometimes I think we get in our own way because we think, well, I have to be strong and I have to be strong for everybody. And that is not going to his kingdom first. I was talking earlier to a relative and I was kind of gossiping about another relative. I said, yeah, I got this person in my life and they so strong. They just feel like, okay, even if I got a runny nose, I'm going. Even if I got a broke toe, I'm still going to the movies because I said I'm going to meet my friends and I can do this and somebody got to do it. And then when they go down, and all they can do is look up, then everybody around them is looking like, oh, okay, what are we going to do next? So sometimes I think his righteousness is also glorified when we seek him even in our weakness. Because when we're always strong, just like Sister Wilson said, when we sleep, he working. And when we're weak, he's working. we don't always have to be, oh, I got to struggle. And people looking at us struggling all the time, they ain't going to want to be like us. They need to know that I serve a loving God. So even though I got this busted toe, even though my tooth is bothering me, but I know I'm going to the dentist tomorrow and praise God, he provided. Even though I know that this is happening and that is happening, you're right, Sister Wilson. God has already laid that ram in the bush for us. It's coming around the corner. So let's just stop working so hard for what the world says we got to do. Oh, I only got 8 hours of sick leave on my job. I can't call off work. What? So you're going to go to work and infect everybody else? And now we got pandemic. I mean, we have to seek his kingdom first and please him and then use the wisdom. My husband always talks about common sense. And I don't think common sense is common to everybody. I think common sense is more apparent when you have wisdom. When you've been there, done that, when you'd have crashed the car a few times and you don't fall asleep behind the wheel, you stop drinking and driving, you stop. You know? So I think all of these things are given to us because God loves us so much that's what he wants for us. And I believe, Pastor Denise, that goes back to your original saying, God is love. So if I'm a black woman, all I know how to be is a black woman. If God is love, all he knows how to be is love. And all he knows how to grant is love. And so when we talk about people in situations and they're stubborn or they're prideful, they don't want to reach out for help. They don't want to try something different that they've never tried before because they don't know how it's going to work out. You're right, Pastor Denise. A whole bunch of people in the Bible that didn't know how it was going to work out. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they went to fire first. They didn't know how it was going to work out, but they had faith that they held on to. They sought his kingdom first rather than the kingdom of their king who wanted them to bow down. They sought first his righteousness, and all those things were not only given to the three of them as they emerged from the furnace, but they were given to everybody who witnessed it, the whole area. It was just love. It was just love. So we need to cling to that. And thank you for this scripture, Pastor Denise, because it really resonates in my soul. It really does. Thank you.
Again, thank you, ladies, for joining me tonight. This was so amazing. I'm so glad that I obeyed God when he said, okay, you're going to start having healthy conversations about and panel discussions so that people can hear the truth and we can just have a conversation. And that's what we need to do. A lot of times people make it super spiritual, but it's just let's have a conversation about who God is, what he desires. And so I'm glad that you all tuned in with us tonight. And I'm grateful that you stayed and hung out with us. And again, we will have the playback as well on the podcast and also on YouTube. So again, thank you all for tuning in tonight to Hope in Christ with Denise here on Kingdom Influencers Broadcast. And we are so excited to have you. And we're so excited that we know that at Hope in Christ, we are healthy, we are overcomers, we have purpose, and we maintain our eternal perspective as we walk in our true identity in Christ. And we know that the hope is there's only one hope. We all know there's only one hope, and the only hope there is Christ our Lord. So if anybody ever told you anything different, then you have to know the only hope to cling to. And the word says that when heaven and earth passes away, the only one that will stand will be Christ. And if we standing in his presence, we're standing in the most glorious presence that we would ever meet. And so we pray that you all would seek him. As we said with Matthew 6:33, seek first his kingdom and his righteousness. And I promise you everything else he will add to you. So thank you again for joining us. And thank you. Have a phenomenal rest of your week. And join us back here next month for another phenomenal, healthy conversation.
Thank you, Pastor. Good night.
Thank you.
Good night. Thank you, ladies.
Good night.